thank the Lord for this opportunity that He has offered us in this beautiful day. Thank you for listening for us at this time. My name is Jesus Vasquez, and you're listening to your program, El Propósito de Dios Contigo. We are blessed to be in this place where God has given us a rejoice so we can give out the Word of God as possible as we can. Where when the church can't go, we can go with this using the internet, and this is a big blessing that the Lord has given us. So we're going to get back to the Word of God, and we're going to look in our Bibles, and we're going to look in our Bibles on Matthew 10:16. The Bible says, "In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, behold, I send you forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove." Let's pray. God, thank you for this opportunity that you have given me. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for your Word of God, the Word that it's in my heart, that penetrates every single letter that you have given me, that it's the Bible, my guide, Lord. Those that are listening, Lord, those that are going to be blessed by your Word, let it be your blessings, the one taking it out. Use me as your servant. Use me, Lord, so when you're talking, you're using me, and the words that are coming out of my mouth are your words. In the name of the living God, amen, amen. Many Christians have this wrong idea that a Christian follower has to be accepting of other people, that we should never stay away from them, even if their presence in our lives is a toxic, harmfulness, that we should always be there for them and help them to see the light. After all, we believe that God can change them, right? You believe that God can change anybody. Maybe He'll use us for a purpose, right? Let's talk about that. A wrong mindset. I'm pretty sure there are many who concerns the idea of staying away from certain people as rejecting them. To be honest, it's not. The Lord Jesus Christ commanded all His followers to be wise, and that includes dealing with certain people in our lives, like we read on Matthew 10:16. What are toxic people? Let's look at the points. Toxic people are the kind who are loaded down in various lusts and issues that they are either not dealing with or are using to in some way manipulate, control their relationship with you. They might be appear good, kind, allergenic, but you know by the fruit that they really aren't. Paul warns us about such people. But know this, that in the last days, particular time will come, for the man will believe loves of themselves lovers of money, to be proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despise of all good, traitors, headstrong, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having form of godliness but denying its power. That's on 2 Timothy 3:1-5. These people poses in them to the kind of character that Christians must not have befriending and spending time with. Such people become dangerous because bad company corrupt good morals. See on 1 Corinthians 15:33. Read that. I'll give that for you to read. So yes, we are called to be loving to all and do our best to be a witness. But Paul warns us there are actually some people we should distance ourselves from for our own sake. So when you have someone in your life and you distance yourself from the people, that's God. God will put new people in your heart and in your life. That doesn't mean that you don't love them. You do love them. But you just gotta maintain yourself in a little distance away from people. Do you know some people like this? And are you thinking of a way to deal with them as a Christian? Here are some steps to consider. You're gonna consider them. Let's look in our Bibles on James 5:19-20. Let him know who conserves the sinners from the errors of their ways will save a soul from death and will cover multiples of sins. There's a lot of sins out there that are going on. It's still a good thing to try help turn toxic people away from the wrong things that they're doing. We can help them out. There's no problem of helping toxic people. How do we do that? By reading the word of God to them, to talking good, positive things. Because God put us in their way for a reason. And that reason is for we could be good toxic. So they could learn. Not for us to wander off with them onto the world and do what they're doing. We are called out to preach the gospel to everybody in the whole entire world across the nation. Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's get together. Make this world as toxic. Let's make it non-toxic, but putting the Lord in the middle, in the center. Because we have forgotten about God in our governments. They say that we should divide the government and the church. I say, let's unite the government and the church, because the United States without God is not powerful. So we need God back in our schools. We need God back in our system. We need him back in the White House. We need him back in the government. We need to bring back the Bibles to our courts. Our Ten Commandments have been taken off. Those are toxics. And we need to do the work. Let's go and go out there. Protest. Silent protests against our enemies. Because we got the biggest one in our side, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hid by our side, we'll rebuke the enemies. Try prayerfully convince the toxic people of the dangers of the sin. See Romans 6:23. These people are very much indeed of grace, just like us. And since we are Christians, carry the hope of the world in us. We have the power to reach out to them. See, God gave us the power. He gave us the energy. He gave us. He said, I will give you my son. I will send the Holy Spirit to you. See, we got something in our lives that's very powerful. We have our voice. And not only our voice, we have the Holy Spirit with us. The Holy Spirit with us will guide us on everything that's going to be surrounding us. There's toxic people around us every day. And everywhere you go, everywhere you are, there are toxic people. I have friends, family members. They try to put you down because you're a Christian. But you get on your knees and you worship God and you led them to the Lord. Come as you are. You got to win those people. It could be the husband right next to you, the wife next to you. You have toxins everywhere. But guess what? Like I said in the beginning, I could do anything through Christ that strengthens in me. God is my protector. He's my covenant. When I am down, I only need to do something, and it's read the Bible. He will talk to me. The enemy will try to attack you. Anyway, from left to right, from up to bottom, from front to back. But you see, you let the Lord handle that. You give it in the hands of the Lord. And never talk about it any longer, because you already put it in the hands of the Lord. All those people that are listening out there, leave it in the hands of the Lord. The Lord will protect you. Make peace. Forgive. Forgive those that are betraying you, that he will give you rest. Every person deserves a chance. So yes, do your best to reach out to them, especially if they belong to your family. However, if you've been attempted many times to reach out to them, it's having no impact. It might be wise to consider distance yourself while continue praying for them. Pray for them. Pray for them, because they're going to see something different in your life. They're going to see something very different. They're going to go like, wow, he hasn't called me no more. Why hasn't he called me? You stop calling them because you want to now pray for them. Distance yourself from them for now. Because it's better to have a friend that the Lord is giving you, and that's considered the Bible. That's my friend. I consider that my guide, my friend, my direct point. When I'm in trials, when I'm feeling down, I go to the Bible and I open it up, and the Lord gives me a verse, and when I read it, I feel so happy. Stress. When you're stressed, look for the Bible. Singing. Start worshiping the Lord. Get on your knees. Pray for those people. That's what you need to do. Next. Be careful not to associate with their works. Paul warns us towards the end of 2 Timothy 3:5. And from such people turn away. That doesn't mean that you're going to forget those people. You're going to forgive them and you're going to pray for them. It's not a sin to turn away from them. You just want to distance yourself so you can go and read the Bible and start doing what the Lord has called you to do. It's not a sin. They'll call you, but you just leave it in the hands of the Lord. Yes. The Lord Jesus himself, while reaching out to the sinners like us, carefully staying away from those who had formed godliness but lives in ungodliness. Let's learn from that. Why not? Jesus did. He did. He social distance for people. He went to the mountains and he prayed. He made a distance. Because he knows that people are gonna come and talk to him and do stuff and try to convince him to do other things, but no, look at him. He went up to the mountains and he went to pray. Staying away from such people doesn't mean hating them or trying to hurt them. You're not hurting them. While we stay away to avoid being influence, another good word. If they do things that are bad for you, and that's a bad influence. We tell our kids in school, be careful with the influence that you get involved yourself with. Yes, we do. I tell that to my kids. I tell that to my kids all the time. We keep praying for hoping for their salvation in Christ. It's not a sin to keep yourself safe. It's actually a wise thing to do, because the Bible also warns that we too can stumble while we're trying to save immoral brothers in Christ. People, immoral people. If you don't have the spiritual strength necessary to deal with a toxic person, it can be in your own best interest to look after your own spiritual health first. Look for yourself first. Toxic people are very bad. As you step back and pray for that person, it gives God an opportunity to work in their life, and it may well be a door open for you to try again with them in the future when you or they are in a better position for you and for them. I got an illustration right now. I have 3 apples here. They're beautiful apples. A red, juicy apple. But this came from a good fruit. And it was already starting. Because you know what? It was next to another good fruit. But this one was next to this one. Beautiful apples. Like they say, one apple ruins the whole entire tree. But this apple here is so beautiful. Red. A juicy apple. Right? But when you see something inside of the apple, there is something wrong with this apple. When you turn it around, it's rotten. You may be good from the outside, but from the inside, you're rotten. What does that mean? In order to get this rotten away from your life, get yourself social distance from people and get back to this good apple here. And don't let that apple near this other apple. Because this apple is gonna ruin this apple, which it was already starting to. Because it was so close to it that it made a dent. And we don't need that in our lives. Social distance is for this team. As Christians, let's do that. We don't need this. We gotta try to make that apple pure again. How do we do that? Praying, fasting, praying for that person, that person that is bothering you, that person that is talking about you, that person that is saying things bad about you, trying to ruin your testimony, trying to ruin your life. Pray for them. They think that they're not doing nothing bad, because from outside, it's a beautiful apple. But from the inside, they're rotten. They're pure, purely rotten. We don't need that. When we pray, read the Bible, we get to get a good apple. And this apple's good. And juicy. Tell me about it. I'm the one that made the illustration on this. And that's my bites. I just use dirt to show you how rotten this apple could get if we don't have God in our heart. Brothers and sisters, just want to give you the opportunity to acknowledge what the Lord is telling us. Don't get ruined by dirty apples. Look for those people that are worshiping the Lord and lift up your soul. He will do it again. He will give you the opportunity to lift yourself up again and raise you up. God did it. He gave us the opportunity. When he died on the cross and forgave our sins, that's our opportunity to worship the Lord. Pure. My brothers and sisters, this is the ending of this program. But I just want to tell you that I love you. Wherever you are, my friends, my family, I love you, even though we are in a long distance. Let's pray. And if you want to accept the Lord as your Savior, make a comment on YouTube. Make a comment. And I will look at that. I will look at them and I will pray. Let's pray together. If you want to accept the Lord, do this prayer with me. God, I come before you to give you my heart and to give you my soul. Lord, forgive me for my sins and write my name in the book of life, which it will never be erased again. Lord, thank you, because you gave me a new opportunity to come to you. Amen. And if you accepted the Lord, welcome to the house. Welcome to the Lord. Look for yourself at the church. Wherever you're comfortable at, look for one. Look for somewhere you need it. Be comfortable. Put your shoes off. Worship the Lord. Raise your voice to the Lord, higher and higher. Let them call you crazy, but you accepted the Lord. So be crazy with me. God bless you. Until next time, this is your program, El Propósito de Dios Contigo. God bless you. Love you.